He'll make a decision one way or the other. Whatever his decision is, we'll either be happy about it or unhappy.
Another vague platitude from the man who promised an end to the Ukraine war in 100 days, but has yet to deliver. During the Coalition of the Willing meeting in Paris, some 26 countries vowed to give post-war security guarantees to Ukraine. While Donald Trump has not made a definitive commitment to this, Emmanuel Macron, who led the meeting, evoked that Trump, too, would be in on the plan.
The United States of America has been very clear about its support and its willingness to be part of the security guarantees. So there's no doubt about that. That's been said, including publicly, by President Trump.
The U.S. president called the European leaders gathered at the Elysee Palace asking for two things: to put economic pressure on China because of its support for Russia's war effort, and to stop buying Russian oil. The second demand was echoed by Vladimir Zelensky.
President Trump is very dissatisfied that Russia's oil is being purchased by Europe. We know that these countries are Hungary and Slovakia.
Zelensky says he has discussed sanctions and air defense with Donald Trump as he seizes every sign of support from the U.S. president, whose stance on Ukraine has been inconsistent. Trump resumed arms deliveries in July, only to meet with Vladimir Putin a month later, sparking fears in Europe of a U.S.-Russia alignment. Now, by welcoming Zelensky and the European leaders to Washington, Trump is once again raising their hopes for a united front against Moscow.